Okay, so this topic is using the Hillel Mitzvahs. I want to analyze the basic Chakira. What is the nature of this concept of Zuzim Mitzvahs? One understanding is that there's a need to do the mitzvah at the earliest possible time because we're concerned that you might end up procrastinating and not being mekayem the mitzvah at all. More of a practical concern, a technical practical concern. The other understanding is that Zuzim Mitzvahs represents a value. There's a kiyum that we want to have a positive attitude to mitzvahs. Mitzvahs aren't things we just need to do, but the things we want to do, things that are opportunities. So if a mitzvah is an opportunity, we should do it at the earliest possible time. A person, is going to go pick up a gift. He won the lottery, so he's not going to show up, 2 weeks later. He'll, the earliest time he won the lottery, he'll go get his earnings or his, So these two understandings, I think, are reflected in the Makor. So the Gemara by us in Pesachim Daled, first Makor on the sheet, to check earlier. Avram gets up early. So actually, Machlokas is what that's referring to. Is Avram the pasuk that same those same words? Vayashkim Avram Boker are either the Akedah or in terms of davening for stone. But either way, Avram Avinu was going to do a mitzvah and he got up early. So here, it's possible that we're talking about Avram's attitude. Here, even Akedah is a very difficult mitzvah to do, probably the most difficult, and yet he gets up early to the mitzvah. His attitude, he's a positive attitude towards the mitzvah. So it wasn't Avram was going to forget to do it. He just, he loved mitzvahs, he wanted to do it early. And that makor, like I said, emphasizes the kiyum, but the Mechilta, in Parshas Bo, in the second makor, quotes a different makor. V'shapartim zematzos, Rabbi Yoshi Omer, I'll teach you kan ela v'sharet mesa mitzvos. Kedek she'ein machmitzi nesa matzah. Just like you have to make the matzahs quickly. It shouldn't become chametz. Kach in machmitzi mesa mitzvah. So too, you want to do the mitzvah quickly at the earliest possible time. So it shouldn't become chametz. You shouldn't, mistakenly procrastinate and then forget about it. Ela in ba mitzvah liyatcha seo samiyah. Do the mitzvah right away. Now, it's not clear in the Mechilta that this is a din ezrizim, but that's not mefurish. But it sounds awfully like the concept of Zuzim Makdimim LeMitzvos. And if we assume that it is really the same concept, so then we have this Makor of the Mechilta sounds like we have to do the mitzvah at the earliest possible time out of concern that you'll turn the mitzvah into chametz, i.e., you'll mistakenly forget about it. And the first Makor of the Gemara Pesachim speaks about a kiyum, our Rabbeinu gets early because he loves mitzvahs, he wants to do the right thing. He looks to mitzvahs as opportunities and not just as obligations.
So Rebbe assumes that if the pasuk of Avram is the one for stone, Rebbe assumes that's a mitzvah.
I think davening on behalf of the people of Sodom is a mitzvah. It's an
I think
interesting
that's. I didn't
question
think so.
because.
That wasn't my impression from the Rishonim on the pasuk, because they say he's getting up to see if his tefillah were successful, namely that the tefillah preceded the Vayashkem.
So you're saying it wasn't interesting. I mean, the truth is, I think most Rishonim learn that it's talking about the Akedah. But
Yeah,
the
right.
gear,
The rationale.
the Bach in Yuma brings a girsa that's talking about stone, and the in Yaakov there has that. It's not a mainstream shita. Okay, I accept the hara. You're 100% right.
Well, Tosfot.
Pardon?
Doesn't Tosfot think it's also the not it, he thinks it's the stone because because of the kasha that he has of
I don't remember
I
that.
don't know, just the question of it, maybe it doesn't matter if it's a mitzvah per se, meaning it's a good thing. Whatever he's doing, it's a
There's a
good
kiyum.
thing.
Okay, you could say it like that, then you could say both, according to both Makoros. But either way, I think the mainstream understanding is that we're talking about the Akedah. But there are some girsas like that as well. You think Tosha says that also? I don't remember that. Okay. Beseder. Next question that might be telling on this is whether or not we're talking about a din d'oraisa. Or Dindarabbanan. It's learned from Psukim, right? Either the Gemara Psachim, Vayashkem Avraham Boker, or it's learned from Mitzvah HaBa'al Yadcha, Shmartem Es HaMatzos. Is that a drasha deraisa or is it an asmachta? It's not so clear. The Sechemed, source number three, brings sort of Shlomo Kluger. There's a typo here. It says v'sefer Sefer Achaim. Shlomo Kluger wrote hundreds of svarim. One of them was called Sefer Achaim. Lagon Morein Rav say Shlomo. Kasa Valdivere Magid Avram L'dati Inira Kain Dekeven Dekaimel and Zuzim Akdin Litzvus V'atzma Gam Kain Havi Doraisa. So Shlomo Kluger assumes it's Doraisa. Shari Alfinu Mi Avram. It's a drasha. He thinks it's a drasha Gemura. And then the Sechemin argues is V'hine Eino Mevura Ar Eitzli. It's not so clear. Tazuzim Akdin Litzvus V'atzma. It's not so clear. Kasa V'arav. V'tzarech La'ayim V'zeh. He thinks maybe it's a drabanim. So it's a shaila nachronim. Is this din of zruzim akdin l'mitzvus din deraisa din drabanan? How might this be taloi? So I was thinking that if it's a chashash, you're gonna it's a gzeira. You should do it earlier as possible. If not, you might end up forgetting about it. That sounds like a din derabanan. It's not muchrach. We do have gzeiras deraisa. Some understand that bal yirah is a gzeira deraisa, but pashas a gzeira derabanan. Whereas if it's a question of our attitude towards mitzvos, so here too it could go both ways, but there's certainly a strong sad saves Doraisa. Why? Because the Gemara says that there's a mitzvah of Kisui Hadam, and the Torah says there's a mitzvah of Kisui Hadam, but the Gemara learns v'shafach v'chisa, you're not supposed to do Kisui Hadam with your foot. You should take a shovel, do it in a mechobed way. The Gemara in Shabbos, the Chafez, and other places. So the Achronim learned that din of shaloyu mitzvahs bezuyas olav. Don't do a mitzvah in a non-mechobedic way. Don't do a mitzvah in a denigrating way. You don't want to denigrate the mitzvah, kick the dirt. You want to take a shovel and do it nicely. Achronim learned that that's a din d'oraisa. Many Achronim learned it's a din d'oraisa. So I was thinking that if the din shaloyu mitzvahs bezuyos is a din d'oraisa, it could be also the mitzvah, the concept of being mechapev mitzvahs and looking at mitzvahs as opportunities is a kiyum a doraisa. It's not muchroch, but I think it's more mistaver to say that if it's a gzeira that you're going to forget it's a rabbanan, and if it's a kiyum, it's a kiyum doraisa. Likewise, there is a machlokas whether or not this is absolute chiyuv. You have to do the mitzvah the first time, or it's just a hider. I think most of us usually assume it's a hider. It's a nice thing to do, but it's not an absolute chiyuv. And that's in line with the Meiri in Yuma, source number four, where the Meiri writes, "Kol yam kasher l'mila shenem arim hashmini, mikol makom ra'oi lizrizim lahakdim b'shachris." It's ra'oi, it's appropriate. Meiri says clearly that zrizim is not a chiyuv, it's not an obligation, but it's the right thing to do. It's ra'oi lizrizim lahakdim b'shachris. But there is a daya of the Radach, of David Cohen, who was from Italy in I think 15th, 16th century, and in his Tshuvas, he quotes the Gemara Chagiga, where the Gemara speaks about a family that's a very large family, and they're going to bring two Korban Chagigas. The Gemara says, maybe you'll split it up. You'll give five of your children, I'll bring one day, and five the other day. And the Gemara says, how can you do such a thing? If you have the opportunity to do the mitzvah, do it right away. And the Gemara says, a person who wouldn't do that is called a poshea. So if you look at source number five, Aminu me Gemara, it's a Gemara Chagiga. Sever Yosef Leimar man de Isle Asara Banin, a person has 10 children. Loliski adina chamisha lamachar chamisha. Don't bring one korban chagiga today and one tomorrow. Amar Rebaye Pshita, I minayim mashvislu proshin. Which children are you going to push off tomorrow and make them into potion? Kolomar velamali kra de chol zechurcha vichule. So the Gemara says, the Radach says, if you skip a line, imke nirash yesh. So the Radach makes two assumptions. In terms of the last question, he assumes it's din doraisa, which is interesting. But he also assumes it's a chiyuv. It's a chiyuv and it's a chiyuv doraisa. I want to focus here on the second point, that it's a chiyuv. So in contrast to the Miri, who says it's just ra'oi, it's a hidur, the Radach says it's a chiyuv. And I actually want to argue, not like the Radach, that if it's a chiyuv, it makes more sense it's drabanan. It's din drabanan. We're worried you're going to forget. So it's a chiyuv to do it at the earliest possible time. Whereas if it's a kiyum doraisa, okay, you want to show your proper attitude towards mitzvahs. Proper attitude is that mitzvahs are opportunities. So you should have that attitude, and you should, ideally, do the mitzvah at the earliest possible time. Is it a chiyuv? Maybe not. So again, ironically, I think that if it's Rabbanan, it makes more sense that it's a chiyuv. Whereas if it's Daraisa, it might be an opportunity. But again, it's not Mukhrach. The Radach didn't think that way. He thought it's Daraisa and it's a chiyuv. But I think you could make that claim. Questions, comments?
I'm not sure. I mean, I just never. I don't know how to. I mean, Rebbe is assuming that. I mean, I'm sure it's well founded that the assumption that if something's a chiyuv, but it's not like a pasuk in the Torah, then it's probably a chiyuv derabanan. I mean, is that why? Because there's no pasuk in the Torah saying this. Zusim makdimin. So we're going to say that if it's a chiyuv, it's a chiyuv derabanan. And
I'm kind of conflating these two nafkaminas, meaning I'm assuming that if it's Rabbanan, Rabbanan wouldn't make a hiddur. It's very rarely to have a hiddur with Rabbanan. Meaning, the Rabbanan say, do the mitzvah, we're afraid you're going to forget, do it the earliest possible time, and you have to do it this way. The concept of a hiddur on a dreis level, you know, I think is more appealing to me. But I agree, it's certainly not mukhra.
It exists, possibly.
Is that a chiyuv or that's a shayla? Is that an aveyu, a chiyuv, or a rishus? It could be it's
a rishus. I think you could say it's a chiyuv on the etrog and
etc. Right, it's a whole topic.
I thought there were names in the Rishonim that say that.
Yeah, there is a machlokas. You're 100% right. There's a machlokas about that as well. When we learned sukkah, I gave a chibur on that topic, and I touched on this question. Is it a chiyuv?
We learned sukkah a few years ago with the yeshiva.
Right. So. Again,
okay.
It's an assumption. It's
so if it's Daraisa, then you'll have a hitter, but we don't know of Chazal or Rabbanan making a hitter.
Generally not. I mean, you could have Lulav Sharyamim is Rabbanan, and there's hitter mitzvah there too. But you know, if it's a Hakanach Chazal to do the mitzvah the earliest possible time, Chor Tzachiyah to do it. Another question. What is the relationship between the concept of Zrizin versus Rov Am? So the Mishnah in Maseches Rosh Hashanah discusses this issue. The Mishnah says, "Over the teva of Yom Tov Rishon Shal Rosh Hashanah, Hashini Matkia." So when do you have Tkias? At Shachar or Mosaf? So the Mishnah says, before Mosaf, you have Tkias at Mosaf. You do it a little bit later. Shas Halal, but if you're saying Halal on Yontif, let's say Sukkot, you say Halal at Shachar, not at Mosaf. Sharishan makras ahal. So the Gemara says, Maishna, Sheini matkia. Why is it that by Rosh Hashanah, the Baal Musaf does the tkias, Mishum de Barabah Madras Melech? Because more people come to Shul, people come to Shul late, even though in those days. More people came later. Yahachi hal nami, neme Sheini, Mishum de Barabah Madras Melech. So maybe we should say hal after Musaf, because more people will come. Ella Maishna to Halal the Varishan Mishum the Zrizim Akhtim Mitzvah. The question really, the principle is you should do it at the earliest possible time. Zrizim Akhtim Mitzvah. So Halal, it makes sense, you say Halal at Chakras. So why do we push off the Tkiyas? I Zrizim Akhtim Mitzvah. Tkiyah Nami Navid Varishan Mishum the Zrizim Akhtim Mitzvah. Amr Vyokhan and Mishasa Shemad Shana. That really fundamentally says the Gemara, Zrizim takes precedent over Rovan. Just there was a time of Shemad that they were concerned if they blow the shofar early in the morning, the authorities might think that they're making a rebellion or something like that. So they pushed off shofar into the middle of the day. It's not the time when you make wage war. The authorities will know they're doing some religious thing. They're not going to think that, you know, the trumpets usually were associated with war in Tanakh. They would, you know, go down to Yericho and blow trumpets. So there was a concern that if you blow the trumpets early in the morning, that you blow the shofar early in the morning, so they think the Jews are making war. It might be dangerous. So what the Gemara seems to say, black and white, is that Zrizin takes precedent over Rov Am. That's why we say Halal in the morning. And that's why we should blow shofar early in Shacharis time. Just there's a separate reason of Shas HaShemad, and that's why we blow shofar later in Musaf. Now, many Achronim weren't able to stomach this Gemara, because the minhag was, in Vilna and in many places, and it is today in many places, that people have brises and they make the bris later in the day so people can come home from work and they'll make the bris at 4 in the afternoon. And this seems to go against the concept of Zrizim. Zrizim, you know, you can make the bris early in the morning, you'll have a minyan. You'll make the bris at 4 in the afternoon, you'll have 100 people. So people have the minhag.
Also burials, and there's an explicit din.
Right. For burials, I'm not sure. I mean, there's a mitzvah of kuras ameis. Yeah, but there's a din of kavod ameis there. It could be that's more internal, that there is a concept of kavod ameis, and that kavod ameis, you know, Trump's even delaying the funeral to the next day. It might be more local there. But the zrizim is, milas kufa where zrizim is said, and yet the minhag of many people is to have the bris later in the day. So the Achronim were bothered by this, and some said people are making a mistake. It's wrong. But there were Achronim who tried to justify this practice, the Binyan Shlomo of Vilna, or Shlomo of Vilna, and others. And they try to argue that maybe this Gemara is really limited in its scope. The Gemara says, the way the Shumas van Hagas from Strumbach, the way he presents it is like this. He says that all the Gemara meant is that if people are going to read Hallel earlier, or they're going to read Hallel later, so they're going to read it anyway. So they should do it earlier. And the people who come late, they'll read Hallel on their own. But if you do the bris at 8 in the morning, so the other people are going to miss out. They'll miss out totally, assuming it's a mitzvah to be at a bris, which is, you know, a chiddush, but that's what he's assuming, and he makes that point. So we're not going to say that Zrizim is going to come at the cost of all the other people performing the mitzvah. So they're not going to be at the mitzvah, so it's better to push it off. So basically there's tension. The Gemara seems to say very clearly that Zrizim is better than Ravam, and yet there were some Achronim who tried to, you know, handle this Gemara and try to limit it, you know, to allow the bris to take place at 4 in the afternoon with the bigger tzibur, as opposed to having it, you know, at 8 in the morning with a very limited kahal. So
yeah. They're trying to equate, meaning the Gemara, even though the Pashtus in the Gemara is that there's a precedence of Zrizim over Beruv Am, they're trying to give a chiluk that implies that there's an equality between the values?
Not just equality, maybe Beruv Am would even be greater. Maybe if I had to ask, you know, the Binyan Shlomo what to do, I'll say, do the bris at 4 o'clock, have a lot of people, it's better than doing the bris in the morning. Even though the Gemara seems to say the opposite. So there's this tension here. So I think I might be telling you also in this, that if there's a kiyum in Zrizin, it's a kiyum, chose my chavivas ha-mitzvah. So it could be that there's a kiyum in Rovam, and therefore maybe it's a stalemate, or maybe even Rovam is gover. Again, you have to start handling which kiyum is greater. But if it's a gezeira, and you can say it different ways here. You can say it's, if it's a gezeira, that, well, the gezeira is not going to, I made a bris for 4 o'clock, there are 100 people coming, I'm not going to forget. The mole's coming, the caterer, you know, so you could say, you have ways to get out of it technically, that if, like I said, if it's a kiyum, maybe really Rovam will be gover. If it's a din derabanan, so you might say, no, din derabanan, you always have to do it at the earliest possible time. I just said, maybe not like that. You could say that even if it's in Drabanan, you might say that you have a shomer. You know, you're going to forget. You're not going to forget because you have the mole, and you have your in-laws are coming, and your parents are coming, and the whole mishpacha. So it's not like there's a chance that you're going to forget. But according to that, those are just justifications why Rovam might be gover. But I'm saying that in terms of the Chakira, maybe you could say like this. Apologize. I want to say it like this. That if it's a kiyum, then you could potentially, you know, pit Rovam against the kiyum of Zrizin. Whereas if it's a gezeira, it's a gezeira and that's it. There's nothing to talk about. There's a gezeira, and nekuda. And you have to do it in the morning. But again, it's not, you can say it in different ways. The same issue is raised in regard to the next two nafkaminas, Zrizim versus Hidr mitzvah. I have an esrog. It's kosher. It's not mehudr. If I wait another hour, somebody's going to bring me a mehudr esrog. So what's the halacha? Should I take the lulav now at 7 in the morning? It's kasher, not mehudr. Or should I wait till 10 and do it behidr? So that's the shayla Shvuzakov deals with, source number 8. V'chagasukas v'shas halal hiviu le'echad esrog lulav im shar minim v'haya al pidim kasher. It was a kasher esrog. Latisbo. V'lo ratzel latisbo ki ratzel hamtin ashar shatayim. You want to wait an hour or two? Sheviu lo esrog mehudr. V'yose na'i. Yishapir dami le'ever hachi o neima d'zuizim makdim le'mitzvah adif. That's a shayla, pretty straightforward. Tshuva, he has a long tshuva, and then he concludes, "Vin lachein nir elid benidon shelafanenu tshuvada im yuva lo esrog muhudur yoser yesh lahamtin al mitzvahs hamuhudur al mitzvah muhudur hamuf al mitzvah min hamufcha." Excuse me. So the Shvuz Yaakov paskins that it's better to push off zrizin in favor of hidur mitzvah. And this is already found earlier in the Trumas Hadeshen, a shayla that comes up every month. There's a mitzvah to be mekadesh l'chodesh, and there's a hider mitzvah to do it Matzei Shabbos. We're wearing nice clothing, we're happy. Should you do it right away? You know, you can do it, let's say, Ashkenazim, from the third day, you can do it Wednesday night, or should you wait till Matzei Shabbos? So the Trumas Hadeshen likewise paskins that you should do it Matzei Shabbos, unless there's a chashash. It's very late in the month that already, you know, Motzei Shabbos is the 12th, the 13th. You're hitting, you know, the red zone where you might end up, if it's a fluke, cloudy days, you won't be able to do it at all. So he says that hider mitzvah, all things being equal, is tochas rizim, unless there's a chashash that you're not going to be able to do it. And that's Yimaduik and the Shvus Yaakov, again, came later, who says, v'nidon shel v'neno im bevada yuvalo esrog. If he's for sure going to have the esrog later, then he should wait. If he's not for sure, then do the mitzvah right away, even though it's not behitter. So again, here too, you could potentially link this to our Hakira, that if Zrizin Makdim L'Mitzvos is a Kiyum, so it makes sense that if there's another Kiyum, maybe that Kiyum trumps. Maybe the fact that Ratzon to do a behitter is greater than the Ratzon to do the Mitzvah the first possibility, first chance. Whereas if it's just a straight-up gezeira that you have to do it, you might forget, nekuda. And even if you have to do the mitzvah, you know, b'kashrut regila, with a regular kash, it's not been a hither way, still it's better to do it, because Chazal were afraid that you would do it, you would forget if you didn't do it right away. And then, again, you have to handle, because the question is, what is the kiyum of hiddur versus the kiyum of zrizim? Just like I said by Verovam, is it an external hiddur or is it internal? So if you look at the next afkamina, mitzvah bo yosem mishlucha. Zman b'tikas chametz came, or zman, you know, hadlakas neiros chanukah came. You can have your neighbor light your chanukah licks for you, or you can come back an hour later and light it yourself. On one hand, mitzvah bo yosem mishlucha. On the other hand, zrizim akil mitzvahs. So what's better? So the Prima Gadim is stopping about this issue, source number 9. Mitzvah boyez mishlucha lahamtin tzerach iyon. Yesh lomar, the mitzvah al yachmitzena adif tzvei, maybe it's better to do it right away. Al yidei acherim, even though it's done al yidei acherim. But tzerach iyon, he's not sure. If you look at the next source, the Stechemed, he fleshes out this point and brings him a chlokes. Harav, Mishnas, Avraham, Kosav, Zafimish, Kosav, Magin, Givorim, etc., the Dasa Rama, the mitzvah of Yadchav Techimitzan, Adif, the mitzvah Yosef Mishlucho. Achish Lachalik, Al Kadashono, the Fimash Kasafti Lamala, the mitzvah Bo, Midrabonon, the mitzvah of Yadchav Techimitzan, Shu, Mishum and Ravirin, Al Mitzvah, Surah Foskim, or Lachola Pokos, the Hari Poskim, have been a Torah, near Lachora, the Adif mitzvah Bo. Okay. Achish, this is the point I want to highlight. The Kaven Shemasha Machmit, the mitzvah, Lo Mishum Asus, who? You're pushing off the mitzvah, you're in battle zrizin, not because you're lazy, but because you want to do the mitzvah yourself, not through a shaliach. Kmo shechivu chazal, mitzvah bo yozim mishalucho, ain't a nikra mitzvah ba'al yadcha adach mitzvah. Ve'odif tfei shiasena begufo, haras chiboso, v'cheshko, l'kayim ha-mitzvah, v'achim estabra l'dayti ha-ktzara. So the Stechemet argues that mitzvah bo yozim Bishlucho is a kiyum in the mitzvah, and therefore it trumps zrizim makdim the mitzvah. It's better to do the mitzvah yourself later than do it alishnef earlier. Again, you could argue, and some of the chachamim make this point, that hider mitzvah is a kiyum in the mitzvah itself. So maybe taka, it trumps zrizim. But mitzvah bo yozim bishlucho might not be a hider in the mitzvah itself. It might be just in the way you relate to the mitzvah. Or likewise, Rova might be external, maybe even more external. So you might say that even if they're both, you know, a function of your attitude, one's internal, one's external, the internal kiyum might push off the external kiyum. Yesh Ladon, a lot of details here, but I think the idea is true for all these three nafkaminas, namely the question of Ravam, the question of Hidr Mitzvah, and the question of Mitzvah Boyes Mishlucho. Bigadol, I think it's fair to say that if it's a Gzeira Jirabanan, that you might forget. So you have to do it regardless, even though you're giving up on these milas of Rov'am and of Hidur Mitzvah and of Mitzvah Yuvah Yosef Mishlucho. Whereas if it's a Kiyum, then you can start discussing maybe the Kiyum of these Kiyumim are greater than the Kiyum of Zrizim, or maybe not, and that it might have a, you know, an afkamina. Okay.
This is the in the machloket about Dereisa Derabanan, the Stei Chemed, I believe, was against Rav Shlomo Kluger
right.
in saying that it's Dereisa, meaning that he thought it was Derabanan,
mm-hmm.
which...
it wouldn't work out, you're saying. You're saying that since he holds it's Dereisa, I want to say it's a Kiyum. No, I have to think it does work out. You think he holds it's Dereisa, so I was arguing it's a Kiyum. And that's why here he's saying, if it's a Kiyum, maybe, oh no. No, you're saying, he's saying that mitzvah bo yozim shlucho is a Kiyum, and zrizim isn't. Interesting. It's an important hara. Yeah. The lomdas I'm saying doesn't fit Ushitasa. You're 100% right. Thank you. Thank you for bringing my attention.
Is he always speaking, I mean, it's the style of Stei Chemed is, I've actually never seen anything inside, aside from what Rebbe quoted today and what Rev Miller quoted yesterday.
Okay.
So is his style that he's giving his own views? Because I know it's an encyclopedic type.
Right. It's an encyclopedic work. It's actually pretty hard to find things. He has like all these different sections. It's not just like alphabetical. He has like different klalim and marachos and shuvas. So it's a little bit hard to find things. But he does give his opinions here or there. You know, the fact that it's not Lishitoso, it could be it was written at a different time, it could be it was Choser, it could be he just disagrees with my lamas, which is legitimate. I don't think my lamas is so mukhrach, but you're making an important point. It doesn't fit. It doesn't fit.
All right.
Another nafkamina, actually very lamaisa, is what does it mean to be zrizim like the mitzvahs? You're making a bris. Should you do it at fasikin, you know, at 6:30 in the morning, or can you do it at 8? You're at 11 o'clock, what is reason? So the pashas from the Gemara Rosh Hashanah in source number 6 is that you should do it as early as possible. You know, you say shachris, you know, shachris is supposed to musaf. You should say halal shachris before musaf. I don't know, early as possible, but you should do it early. But there are some achronim who argue that anything before chatzos is called zrizin. You can make a bris at 11:30, it's also zrizin. It's before chatzos. It's a chiddush, because, you know, people daven musaf at 11:30, and it's not zrizin. So they say a story, son Shufas Hagos, that sort of Farbstein, the Rashi of Chevron, had a boy, and he wanted to make the bris at, you know, after Vasikin with a minyan mitzumtzam. And he asked the Chasnish, and the Chasnish said to him, do it at 8 o'clock. And he didn't tell him why. But it could be that if you're going to do the mitzvah in a way that the family can't get there, you know, your mother-in-law is not going to come at, you know, 5:30 in the morning to the bris after Vasikin. So it's just, you know, it's not their heretz. That could be other factors. But some achronim argue that even till chatzos is called zrizin, which is interesting. The levush here sounds like that. Umalim Rosh Hashanah, Hakar Shakar V'Torah, Ve'en Memtini, Ashit Tzias V'Yisik Neses. You should, if you have a bris on Rosh Hashanah, you should do it before Musaf. Moshar Shabbos V'Yom Tovim, V'Yishu Rosh Hashanah, Marichin Har V'Yisik Neses. You don't want to do the bris after chatzos, but srichin lamul kodem chatzos, which is zrizim like the mitzvahs. So it's mdugin levush that anything before chatzos is called zrizim like the mitzvahs. So again, why should that be so? In the Gemara, it sounds like the earlier the better. Again, you have to be normal. You're not going to do it at, you know, 5 in the morning, but you know, do it at 8, do it at 9. Why do it at 11:30? It's true, it's before chatzos, but you know, is that really zrizim? So again, I thought, if it's a function of your attitude towards the mitzvahs, you have to do it at the earliest possible time, you know, reasonable time. You do it at 8 o'clock in the morning. Whereas if it's a question of forgetting, so maybe chatzos is actually a significant time, because the Mishnah, the first Mishnah in Brachos, says you should read Kriya Shema at night before chatzos, according to Chachamim. The whole night you can read Kriya Shema, do it before chatzos, because it's a halfway point. So it could be, Chazal said, listen, we want you to do the mitzvah at the earliest possible time because we're afraid we're going to forget. What is the earliest possible time? Before the halfway point. Before the halfway point, you know, you'll still have a chance to, if something goes wrong, you break the knife, you'll get a new knife. The mole can't come, you find a new mole. If you schedule the meal at 5:30 in the afternoon and the mole breaks down, so you miss the mitzvah. If you schedule it at 11:30, so if the mole breaks down, you'll be able to find a different mole. You know, the car breaks down, you'll find a different mole, etc. So I think it might be taller than that. But again, this shita, the chatzos is the cutoff point, is a big chiddush. Some of the chonim quote it, and people are solmich on it for brises here in Eretz Yisrael. In America, most people work, so the bris is at 7 o'clock. Here in Eretz Yisrael, you know, Baruch Hashem, people, you know, are able to, For some reason, the brises are later in the day. People, sometimes 11:30, people just don't go to work. Okay. Beseder.
Could be the culture's more understanding of Brit Mila than...
Yeah, it could be the culture, I agree, that people understand. Your boss will understand. In America, your boss doesn't know what it is, so he's not going to... You can't do it at 7 in the morning, and then you go to work, and you're there by 9. Could people love mitzvahs? I don't know. I was at a levaya. I knew somebody who was nifter very young, and they brought his body here to Eretz Yisrael. It was Friday. There was an ikuv. The levaya was like, mamish like candlelighting. Here in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, 40 minutes before... So I thought there'd be like a minyan mitzumsum. I went because I thought I was going to make the minyan. There were like 100 people there. I was told the Chevra Kadisha had to walk back because they finished and they mamash had to walk back to where they live. I, was able to get home with my car, a few minutes before, 10, 15 minutes before Shkia. But, people love mitzvahs, so it's beautiful. Anyway, there is another nafkmina, another two that I think a little less mukhrach, but I'll mention them quickly. Let's say you're going to start writing a Sefer Torah. It's going to take you years to write the Sefer Torah. You can start at 8 in the morning, or you can start at 5 in the afternoon. Is it going to necessarily affect how you're going to finish it? It could be every day you're going to write 10 lines, so it's going to take you 10 years. You're not going to finish earlier if you start earlier, but is there anything to start earlier anyway? So I saw quoted from the Sefer Terach Sicha, from the little Vortim from Chaim Kanevsky. Go'on echad, histapek, im yishdin zrizim akdim al mitzvah al chatzi mitzvah. Kigon, imaschi lichtav Sefer Torah, v'lo yigmor b'chol ofen, rak od shana. So again, assuming...
It's Rashi al Chumash as well, with Moshe Rabbeinu...
Oh, so he discusses that issue. Moshe Rabbeinu with the setting up the... The
right.
Mikra, thank you. Excellent. Yeah. So the question is that Zrizim or not? Is there a Zrizim or not? So that Rashi sounds like yes. So it could be telling this also. If it's a question, of your attitude, so certainly your attitude is you want to start. You want to start. If it's a question of you might forget, you're not going to finish it anyway now. So you could say you might forget to start. You might almost start tomorrow. It's possible. So it's not Mukra. But maybe it's not Gemina. And likewise, a discussion in the Mishnah Halachos of a tzibur, they're raising money, they're going to build a shul. So you could be the first person to donate. They're not going to start building until everybody donates. They need the money from everybody. Do you have to be the first person to write the check? Is there an inyan? Or no, as long as you write the check, in a reasonable amount of time, so they'll be able to start, the owner, and akiv them, but they need the money by, by Sukkos. So now it's Rosh Hashanah. So they're collecting money. So in 2 weeks, they're doing a hatramah. So should you try to give the money earliest possible time, or should you say no, as long as you get it by the deadline, so it's okay. So he argues that, he says, Parshut afilom yish mitzvah shenas ravi mitzvah lezareis lios min harishonim yafshar. And he quotes Rabbi Mechaye, who says by the Nesiyim, that the word Nesiyim is spelt chaser, because they didn't do it besrizus. They thought they were going to, save the day, and they'll bring what's left. And they didn't do besrizus, and there's a concept of zrizus, zrizim akdim al mitzvahs. So here too, that if it's a question of our attitude towards the mitzvah, so certainly do it as first chance. If it's a question of, you might forget, so everybody is going to do this mitzvah, and it's going to get done. It's just a question of, are you going to be first to donate or the last to donate? The vod of the shul is going to come and knock on your door and say, listen, you're a member, you have to pay your dues. So you're going to do it. The question is, do you have to do it earliest possible time? So if it's a question of forgetting, the card doesn't apply. Whereas it's function of your attitude, maybe would apply. Again, not mukhra. And just briefly, there are a couple of mitzvahs that have a unique status that might also be tali in this chakira. Mila, as I mentioned, is the mitzvah the Gemara discusses. You can mal al day, but you should be mal earlier on. So you're using back the end of the mitzvahs. So the Meiri that I quoted earlier, source number 4, writes an interesting thing. He writes, as mentioned before, roy, it's not a chiyuv, according to the mirror, it's appropriate, it's not a chiyuv. Then he writes a fascinating thing. Mila is a mitzvah that's hard to do. Maybe a person will think that you're doing it later because you have rachmanis on your kid, you don't want it to hurt the child. So he says it's better to do it earlier. And likewise, the Orach HaShulchan writes, V'dad v'mishn v'gila chashiv kol mitzvah pratiyah shekshayim kol yom v'lachashiv milah. So how come mishn umitz milah? V'nir lomer dekavana shavka atana devad lika milah kein. Really, milah, of course, is also the mitzvah that you do all day. El shebashar mitzvahs in kpeda kol kachim ne'achar ma'at. The concept of mitzvizim is less critical by other mitzvahs. Asher v'vadeh mitzvah la'akdim. So it's true, it's a mitzvah la'akdim, but it's not so critical. And the Orach HaShulchan is against this minhag of people doing milas later in the day. He writes it's avon plili, it's a terrible avera to do this later in the day, because dafka by mila there's a special inyan of doing it earlier. It's the chosam bris kodesh v'zeh nichnas l'kedusha, you have to yesh kpeda gadola shlo achra. So, one question is, you know, what's unique about Mila? I think that the Meiri of Shelo Yiroyek Misrashel, he says, you're going to look like you're Misrashel. I don't know if he's saying, it doesn't sound like he thinks you're going to actually forget. But I think both the Meiri and the Orach HaShulchan are talking about the kiyum, that there's a kiyum of your attitude towards mitzvahs. This mitzvah is an important mitzvah, as the Orach HaShulchan says. It's a critical mitzvah, and we want to do it at the earliest possible time. It shouldn't look like you're delaying it. Not that you're going to forget, but you shouldn't even look like it, because we want people to understand the mitzvah of milah is an important mitzvah. It's a question of the attitude towards the mitzvah. And not a question. You could have said that because it's such an important mitzvah, we're more scared you're going to forget, and we're more scared that you're not going to do it because you have rachmanas on your kid. I don't think they're saying that. You could say that. So again, milah seems to be critical that you do it early. The question is why? Is it because it's more important that we're more concerned you're going to forget, or because it's a hard mitzvah to do? We're concerned you're going to procrastinate and not do it, or what I think they're saying is that no, because it's an important mitzvah, we want to show our chavivus to it, and therefore we want to do it earlier. So I think you can explain this in two different ways based on the chakir. Another mitzvah that's interestingly might be an exception to this rule of zrizim is the mitzvah of trumas adeshen. Every morning in the Beis Hamikdash, they would take off the old ashes from the mizbeach. They would do trumas adeshen. So the Gemara in Maseches Yuma explains the chav that in regular days they would do it in the morning, early in the morning. On Yom Kippur they do it at Chatzos, and on the Regalim they would do it earlier, the Shmura Rishon of the Laila, because there were so many korbanos, they had to, get ready, and etc. So Rashi there says, the Girsa we have in the Gemara is Yiv Daraisa. The Gemara says, if you're supposed to do it Chatzos, how do you do it later on regular days? And how do you do it early on Yom Tov? You should always do it at Chatzos, like on Yom Kippur, Chatzos. Yiv Daraisa hu hechi maktaminan, Garcina. So Rashi says there, source number 16, V'lo garcina heichem acharinan. The argument gears of the Gemara is that how do you do it earlier on Yom Tov? How do you do it later on a regular day? So Rashi says, we're only worried about how you do it earlier. We're not worried about doing it later. Halo kol chetzi uroi l'aroma u'ma'alano im ya'acher. So Tosfos there jumps on Rashi. He says, what do you mean? We want to do it earlier because of Zrizin. And the Gilyon HaShas there, source number 17, writes, as far as Rashi, came in the haramah siluk mikedusha shemistalek me'alem mizbeach l'shayach b'zeh zrizim makdim. Rashi thinks that if you could do it from chatzos onward, there's no need to do it at chatzos. You can do it at 5 in the morning, not a problem. I zrizim. Says Rashi, says the Gilyani Hashas in Rashi, this is a mitzvah of getting rid of the kedusha. You have the korbanos that are being nechal and mizbeach, you're taking them off. It's siluk mikedusha, and we don't want to do that earlier. So this idea, I think, fits very well if we look at Zrizim not as a function of a chashash, you might forget to do it, but as a question of our attitude toward the mitzvah. Zrizim shows that we have a positive attitude towards the mitzvah. We want to do it at the earliest possible time. But here, the mitzvah itself has a negative component to it. You're misalik the kedusha from the mizbeach. So therefore, you might not want to do this mitzvah so early. Again, even if it's not Zrizim, you could argue that in the mikdash, Kohanim has reasons, there's no chashash they're going to forget. Meaning, so you could say there's no chashash they're going to forget. You could explain this in both ways. If it's a question of forgetting, you might say, in the Mikdash, they're not going to forget. But if it's a question, I think the Lashon of the Gilyon HaShas is more meduyek, that it's a kiyum. Zrizim is a kiyum, but here it's siluk mikdusha. You don't want to do a kiyum on the expense of siluk mikdusha. Like I said, you can explain this also technically that there's no chash you're going to forget because kohanim zrizim hein, and you know if there's zrizim, they'll do it later and they're not going to forget. And lastly, the question of Kriya Shema. I mentioned before that you can read Kriya Shema all night. Chachamim made a gzeira to read it by Chatzos. But there's a shita for Ben Yonah, the very first page in Brachos, in the Rif, the Aleph and Aleph, where the Ben Yonah argues that there's a mitzvah to read Kriya Shema at the earliest possible time. Just like there's Vasikin in the morning, you should say Vasikin, so too there's the equivalent of Vasikin at night. You should daven Marv, write a Teza Chacham, write a Teza Chacham. I read the fourth line. Miu bein chachamim bein rabban gamliel kulu moded dechatchila tzarich laikrosa biyad betisa chachamim. This is not accepted. Most people daven marav, you know, 9, 10, 11. But Ben Yonah thinks that lechatchila should have marav right at yishay kriyashma, right at the first possible time. Right at tisa chachamim. He doesn't mention zrizim. He doesn't mention zrizim. The context there is a question of forgetting. That when you can't eat, you're going to forget. If you eat dinner, you might forget to say Kriya Shema. So he thinks included in that, not only you shouldn't eat, but you should say Kriya Shema at the first possible time. I think, again, it's very speculation, but I think that maybe Rabbi Yonah thinks that Zrizim is a kiyum. Here, in Brachos, he doesn't mention Zrizim. Because here it's a special gezeira you might forget. Zrizim itself is a kiyum, so Mitad Zrizim, there's a kiyum, a hiddur, let's say, you know, not a chiyuv, but a hiddur to do it at the earliest possible time. But mitad chiyuv, there's a special gezeira to say Kriya Shema at the earliest possible time because you might come to forget, you might fall asleep. But that's unique to the nighttime when you didn't have electricity, you know, you're going to eat a little bit, you get tired, right away you go to sleep. Again, it's not, I think, for naught that we're very makel with this because even in terms of eating, most of us will eat daven marav after dinner because we have electricity, we're not afraid we're going to fall asleep, we have an alarm, we have a minyan kavua, etc. But I think it's part of the Rabbeinu Yonah cites this idea of saying Kriya Shema at the earliest possible time. He doesn't mention Zrizim, I think because for him Zrizim possibly is a kiyum, and this is just a gzeira that you might forget. The Seder.